TV tonight?
What do we have on TV the other night?
We have ESPN.
No, what did we have the other night?
UFC.
Yeah. That was the beginning of the game. I'm not going to stay up here for...
All right, that's good argument.
All right, there we go.
You were able to get physical with them early, and it seemed like you were able to take advantage of that later as they, as expected, they were going to kind of wear down a little bit on a back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-backs are tough. I think they had a tough travel night, too. So they getting out of Washington's, it's a grind because you can't fly to Reagan, so it's... It always takes a little bit to get in. If you have any sort of issues, then it's a late night. So we were really determined to... Hold on. Whoa. Who's Charles Fish? How are you doing? Chuck, what's going on, bud? Timing's tough here. Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah.
He's going to think it's me.
Is he going to think it's you?
Yeah.
Corey's going to call you back here. Okay, is it all right if he calls you back, or is this an emergency? This is tough, man. All right, Chuck. You'll find out who this is in a bit. All right, there you go.
Thanks.
There's your boy, Chuck. Okay.
Any follow-up questions?
Yeah.
That first goal by Stamkos kind of flipped things for you. It seems like you guys had a lot of momentum off that and were kind of carrying some of the play.
Well, what say that again?
How much did that
I'm all right. Like, Chuck's got me all right.
How much did that kind of goal by Stamkos, the first one, kind of flip things so that you guys got some momentum off that?
Well, so that, it was tough because I thought we really controlled a lot of that first period and to be down like right away like we were, but our guys just grinded and stuck with it. But when the Bruins are such a deep team, but special teams are key, and you have to try and win that special teams war. And for Stammer to get that PP goal right out of the gate was huge for us. But again, a couple power play goals and not to give any up, especially only take two penalties is that's what we have to do. And especially if you want to compete with some of the big boys here in the East, and you have to play that disciplined game and take advantage of the opportunities you get them. And we did it, led by Stammer.
Coop, Stammer's played center, he's played wings, but on more of a speed line. It seems like he's fitted so nice with these guys. What does it say about his game to be able to kind of assimilate himself with those two grinders and really go on a nice scoring tear here?
Yeah, well, the one thing is, Cirelli and Killer, they've been together for a while, pretty dependable players. But you throw some, Stammer's a really... he's a gifted offensive player, and so they've kind of, it took them a little bit, they were together earlier in the year, it took a little bit kind of to figure themselves out, and I think we had to figure ourselves out as a team of how we wanted to play, and now that it's kind of slowly coming together, what's also nice about that is you kind of have that righty-lefty on face-offs, and they're both good, so it's no problem if they get stuck out there at a tough time because they can get out of it, but their chemistry is really kind of coming together here well, and we've needed it.
How guys play the way they did tonight, like Kucherov getting the goal, the first goal, Stamkos scoring, how much does that kind of ripple affect the rest of the guys when you have your top guys?
Well, it's always good. I've said this before, guys that are used to getting points, they want to get them, and what's been good, especially of late here, it's we've really had to make that effort of to keep pucks out of the net. And it's the way our game has come of late here. Yes, if there have been some hiccups where the Minnesota game, Carolina game, where we gave up a couple of bunches, but other than that, we've been okay. And even the Islander game, we just really looked at that as wasn't, give the Islanders credit, they're a heck of a hockey team, but we kind of self-imploded there. And so when you keep your discipline, and I'm not talking about penalty-wise, I'm just disciplined in your game. Good things can happen, and I have to admit the guys have really we understand that our net's the big one. We got to protect, and you know, if we can sit here and get three and give up under three, we might win some hockey games here.
Coop, at about 6 minute mark, there was a play, or there was a kind of, you had a lot of pressure in your own defensive zone. Stevens was able to come back, pick up a stick, and remember, hey, you worked the puck out of the zone. What have you liked about those two guys? Those guys seem like they're skating every single time they get out there.
It's a quick line, so you got to throw Joseph in there as well. Those, they all can scoot, those guys, and Stevie's been really, he's been good on face-offs. He's pretty dependable in his own zone, but he can, I mean, those guys can really push the pace, and they haven't been getting out there a ton. It was a different game tonight because, you know, we were matching a little bit, but they give you quality minutes, and that's what you need from those guys, and you know, they've been positive on the bench. They're excited, and you need that, you know, like that four-line depth.
John, it's not a game where it's close pretty much throughout, and you talk about the discipline and staying in it and not kind of getting away from yourself a little bit. To be able to play in those kind of games through this process that we've been talking about since the beginning of the season, to keep the game close, to not let things kind of get away from you and end up with a positive result, what does that mean in a bigger picture sort of way?
Well, you just got to continue this. And we've, whatever you'd say about, you know, our first, how many games we've played, we have actually been playing pretty well here, you know, for like somewhere last month. Part of the issue is just our attention to detail and in our own end and doing things like that. But when you get into these close ones, it's, you know, we got the lead and we extended it, which we needed to because we gave up that late one. But to be able to weather through that and close out games, it just kind of builds that confidence with the group. And you know, and when things do break down, it's great to have the cat back there, you know, kicking them out. Especially, you know, when the game is tighter in the mid period, that we kind of lost our way a little bit in that 4-on-4, and you know, Vass made some amazing saves to keep that game tied, and then we carried on from there. But he was, you need that, and there are going to be breakdowns in games, and when he can come up big for you, That's what we needed.
So like the last three games, he's really been kind of finding his groove there. Vasilevsky, I mean, how much have you seen him be?
Well, it's, you know, we need him. And you can sit here and say, oh, maybe there's some saves Vasi might have wanted back in certain games or whatever, but a lot of those games, I can't sit here and say we entirely helped him out. So I think when your team defense improves, goaltending is going to improve as well. But the thing is, he just looks really in command and in control, and it's fun.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Coop.
Hey, don't cut that out of your.
Tomorrow's going to be a little TBD.